Chelsea LaRoute is joining me, the Executive Director of the Greater Burlington Convention and Visitors Bureau. And we also have Brandon and Colin from Johnson Consulting. They're based out of Chicago. And we'll talk about a sports market study that is going to be coming up as we go to Chelsea first. Sports market study, that is based, and why are we doing a sports market study, and what's the basis of that, Chelsea?
Yeah, good morning. So we decided to seek a partnership with Johnson Consulting because we have the indoor, we have the RecPlex here in the community, and it's a huge draw for visitors to the area. And we know the turf facility is getting ready to break ground for indoor. We're going to have a courts facility here very soon also. And so we wanted to be able to develop a plan to best market these facilities, attract the most number of teams that we can, attract the high-level tournaments to the facilities, and kind of bring them, I guess, get them off running right away from the beginning.
All right. Well, so, Brandon, Colin, let's go to Brandon first. Sure. Well, tell me a little bit about, so what goes into a sports market study? Do you survey the area? Do you survey the whole country or this whole region, or what do you do? How do you get the information you need?
Sure. Well, for the most part, on this particular analysis here is, you know, we're at day two of our kickoff here for this project, and it's meeting with various stakeholders within the community, travel teams, organizations, really understanding their participation levels from a historical standpoint and really what they're projecting moving forward. And so what we had to do today and yesterday is really kind of go look at the current operations at the RecPlex and understand what you guys are doing from a historical standpoint, and then understand what's coming on board with the two new facilities and really appropriately putting together a business plan, if you will, what is out there from a market standpoint. And much of that is relying on our experience. We're a 21-year company. We've been in here for quite some time, so we kind of understand the local market as well. We've done some work in Des Moines, in Coralville. So we know the greater region from that standpoint. So understanding the level of volume is critical.
All right. Well, Colin, we're going to reach up, and I showed you how to do the magic trick there. Colin, how long have you been with Johnson Marketing?
We're coming up on just 1 year.
Now, so. how did you get a job at Johnson Marketing? I'm guessing you have a degree in sports marketing. Is that right?
My background is actually in finance and commercial real estate.
Okay.
So that applies pretty
I
well.
Suppose so. Dollars always come into play when it comes to marketing.
Course.
And so there is a tremendous amount of competition that is developing within this entire field in terms of what we're doing. We've got an outdoor facility. We're moving to an indoor facility with a bubble and also a court facility. So a lot of very, very similar communities are trying to do the very same thing. So how do you stand out? What have you found is the secret to standing out as a community? Is there a secret?
Yeah, of course. So we were talking actually with Brandon, and you know, it's not actually the facility itself that people want to come back to. You can have a nice facility, but if you don't have the amenities as a community, people aren't going to come back. So just here to stand out, I mean, I feel like they have like ample amenities, ample hotel rooms, so I think it's a good idea.
All right, so it's I'm gonna have you pick up there. You see, he's got it down. And again, it is Brandon joining us. So it was as you said, amenities. Mm-hmm. So hotel rooms, other things to do while you're here.
Is that
the separation point?
Yeah, you know, and that's pretty much par for the course on a national level, right? And kind of separating yourself is really understanding what you offer outside the venue in itself. You know, one of the great things about these new venues that are coming in addition to the RecPlex is going to really help diversify your overall demand from a year-round standpoint. Right, you guys are kind of somewhat limited in the outdoor space, so this indoor will really kind of help grow that demand from a year-round standpoint.
All right, so as you've been in town. Are you just new in town right now, or have you been in town for a while?
Second day. Yeah.
So do you have a first impression based on what you've seen?
Yes, I think Colin was alluding to this a little bit. We had a great tour of the city and understand, you know, thought we were coming to a little bit smaller market, but there's quite a bit to do here, I think, you know, and I was telling this to Chelsea, there's a heck of a story to tell, right, and kind of a package to put together, and really that is the crux of it all, is putting together that package and letting the families and kids that are coming to town here for these venues understand that there's so many different things here to do. You know, you have the beautiful Mississippi River right there, Crapo Park, was it?
Mm-hmm.
That was a beautiful park, you know, and all the fun family entertainment things that are around here as well with the water slides and things of that nature. So again, it's all about, you know, what's outside the tournament to do.
And a lot of hotel rooms all located in a big cluster.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And an eclectic downtown with a lot of entertainment venues going on, too. And again, Chelsea, I'm going to guess that a study like this bears fruit not only in specifically in sports marketing, but what they're trying to find out is the same thing you're trying to find out in terms of what can you do to attract more people to come and visit, right?
That's exactly right. You know, everything that we can package for this sports player, we can package for the regular leisure travel visitor as well. So it'll be a great long-term plan for us to be able to continue to develop the community and bring new attractions or new ideas to attract those visitors.
All right. And Brandon, how long have you been with Johnson Sports?
It's Johnson Consulting.
Johnson Consulting, yes. Excuse me.
No worries. And
you do more than just, is it more than sports marketing?
Yeah, okay. We're a little bit more, we do some convention centers, hotels, we're a real estate and hospitality in general consulting.
Okay.
Firm,
so all right. So a lot of things that go into that. And again, mm-hmm. And what is your background in? Similar to
yeah,
Collins?
So I'm finance and urban planning background by way of degree, but been in the industry for 10 years, really specializing in the sports side. So I'm the director of sports at Johnson Consulting, so I lead all of our sports consulting work.
All right. So how many facilities are there, if you had to estimate, how many facilities are there in the Midwest that are similar to what we have here?
Oh, boy.
pretty much that's everywhere.
Tough, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I guess hundreds? Is it in the hundreds?
I wouldn't go that high, but, you know, there's several. There are certainly several. You know, and there's varying degrees, right? There's some parks and rec, and then there's tourism-esque type venues, which we would call tournament quality venues, right? And so deciphering between the two is really critical because they play on different ball, you know, no pun intended, but different leagues.
All right. So how long will this study take?
12 weeks.
12 weeks. And what do you do during those 12 weeks? Do you, what sort of things go into that 12 weeks?
Sure. So that this is our initial kickoff, if you will. So the meeting with the stakeholders now. And then from here, we go back to do our desk work. So, you know, researching all those facilities nearby, understanding what they have, what they're offering, and really kind of understanding the competitive set. And then reaching out again to some of the regional and national rights holders for tournaments. Understanding their opinions and thoughts of this marketplace as they, you know, consider bringing tournaments here and things of that nature.
And I'm going to guess, Chelsea, you're going to be very interested in what they find out, right?
Yes, I'm very excited for that 12-week deadline.
All right. Well, it's a
no
lot,
pressure.
Lot of exciting things going on. Again, good luck with that. Thanks to both of you for dropping by. Chelsea, again, when you do find out all of the results of this, the idea of what then to whatever you learn will help in terms of, I guess, what, trying to reach out to those specific areas, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yep. We will definitely take their recommendations and do our research then on how do we reach out to these tournaments and try to attract them to the facility. And we're doing this, study in partnership with the current Outdoor Recplex and the Imagine campaign for the indoor facilities. So the three of us will work very closely together to ensure that we follow their recommendations.
All right. Well, we want to thank all of you for being with us,
yeah,
and good
you.
Luck, and hopefully some good news for all of the market for all of the events that go on in Burlington. Because sports marketing, as I said, if it attracts people for sports marketing, it sounds like it'll attract them for a lot of other things as well. So good luck
sure.
to all of you, and nice to meet both of you, Brandon Collin, again, and Chelsea, we'll see you soon.
Pleasure meeting you as well. Thank you.